Former Governor Terry McAuliffe has a commanding lead in fundraising on the Democratic side. He raised $4.1 million between January and March. The next closest candidate was former Delegate Jennifer Carroll Foy, who raised $1.8 million. A big question in the Democratic primary is who might emerge as a viable challenger to McAuliffe.
Campaign finance is one of those ways that we measure sort of popularity within the electorate.
Jatia Wrighton is a political science professor at Virginia Commonwealth University. She says State Senator Jennifer McClellan has an impressive legislative record and is a capable leader.
However, it's a different role that you have to play in terms of as the party in the electorate.
Wrighton says Carroll Foy might be a better campaigner, and now she's better funded.
I think she's done a really good job of this grassroots sort of ground game that she has and really making herself relatable. And so I think those are like really the two different dynamics of these Black women, both, you know, more than capable of becoming governor, but definitely differences in their strengths.
Two GOP candidates raise more than McAuliffe, but there's a catch. Both Pete Snyder and Glenn Youngkin loaned themselves over $5 million. I'm Jad Khalil.